How you doing out there? My name is
Satire.
Present incarnation of Archangel Uriel.
How wonderful to see you again.
And wait till you hear
this depraved material.
She could never hear it often enough.
Come on now, you, let's hear it.
You also want to calm the hostage taker so he won't unintentionally harm you.
We'll begin the warm-up with a little breathing.
You hear that?
Can you breathe?
No, I can't. Anyway, how is your sex life?
It's almost like hitting a baseball.
But it is also
a surgical operation which
offers maximum storage to a very diverse group of the ferns and the docks.
What about tampons?
They're all laying out here in beautiful condition for the fern and the dock.
A tampon this great is worth finding out about.
They're made with an insulating material which really preserves the fern and the dock and the whatever, and I don't know.
It's a whole new kind of tampon.
It's a full 5 inches in increased diameter on the fern.
This is the 20th century, but how many of us in our modern age are still in a prehistoric stage in our thinking about venereal disease?
It is very satisfying for people to
get one and pass the word.
Several months have passed.
Every minute is important.
Now we come to a very important section.
Check out my butt.
The hole got deeper and deeper.
Deep enough for a scalp treatment.
Now we'll have a real treat.
Peanut butter sandwiches.
And blood.
Can you tell us what your new sandwich cookies look like?
I don't have to tell you nothing.
And the Bible tells us in the book of 1 Samuel,
do what you can to make yours potty training central.
So potty training, here we are.
Hi, I'm Sandy Duncan, and like most everybody,
I have to go to the bathroom.
I helped her put some of her favorite
skulls
on the potty, and we hung some of her
children
on the walls of the bathroom.
An amazing situation we've got ourselves in here.
And naturally, a little blood leaves the body at the same time.
What's so funny, asshole?
The plague of laughter is caused by a tiny bug
named Joseph Smith.
It threatens to shatter the lives of millions of our people.
I know who's to blame for this.
Jane Fonda.
You take a look at her, she's
a bald-headed woman.
I don't care if she's aggressive and bald.
And look what she has in her beak.
A horse, said Jane.
Hiya, I'm a horse.
I'm Mr. Red.
Said the horse, and off they went.
To hell!
And hell ain't a bad place to be.
Is it too hot to get in?
It is very satisfying for people.
But they've discovered something far more satisfying in their relationship to
Brenda
Abdul-Jabbar,
one of America's most distinguished women.
And pro-fascist sympathizers.
Well, it is good to feel that you're a normal, healthy girl.
And what about Brenda?
She probably just uses men for her own selfish, perverted purposes.
And that's what I like.
She won't give a damn if I have an orgasm.
Yes. That's just part of her trick. Now see what else she can do.
I want to squeeze. I want to squeeze.
Do you know how to squeeze?
But he had let it drop.
And once that came out, I knew.
They're your enemy!
And yet again, the sound brought the troll.
I'm Donald Trump, and I approve this message.
We wait politely for our friend the cricket to continue his story.
My story is about fabrics,
tin rooster feathers,
magical stones,
empty shopping carts,
dirt,
toxic gases, and
painful rectal itch.
For temporary relief of minor pain and stiffness, try
cocaine,
the laxative more people turn to than to any other.
You just try it, and I'll crush you like I'll crush this
zebra!
You see his penis?
I've never seen such big ones before.
Yeah, I can see.
I see a lot of penises.
Now, when a penis erects,
you just take hold of these two sticks and push them together.
Then he sewed them onto his tall silk hat. First he sewed on the long
cock.
Then the shorter.
Jack!
When he noticed Dick standing.
Then Uncle Wiggily made himself a bow and arrow and said, now I am an Indian.
And then
he fell dead.
Well, you'll love what's on television today then.
Hardcore pornography.
With all the latest features.
Including children.
I'm getting real upset with these outfits that all they can do is support pornography on TV for all the kids to watch.
Put it on and see.
My entire rear end.
When she put it into the mouths of each of those boys.
Well, some children in their welly boots are doing the stomping. But it's what they're stomping in that you'll like, dog.
The boy took the big white cheese and squeezed it hard between his hands. The cheese squirted everywhere, and the biggest blob hit the troll in his great red eye.
Finally, I would warn you about the possibility of runaway engines.
They can slither through keyholes and under doors, you know.
Just like your mother.
You should hear my mother laugh about her high school gym class.
They had wings and were flying continuously.
Do you think people would ever want to fly?
I really don't.
You've had quite a day, my lad.
Do please stop.
So the musician stopped.
Thank you. We'll be right back. Stay with us.